Greetings, podcast listeners. Welcome back. This is your host, Indra, with Aikido Talks. Today's episode is about directing the mind from the book, The Zen Way to the Martial Arts by Tyson Desimaro. Let's begin. How can we direct our mind? The answer lies in Zen, not in the techniques of the martial arts. Martial arts plus Zen equals Japanese Budo. How can we educate the mind and learn to direct it? Kodo Sawaki, as I said, spoke of Kyushin Ryu, the approach or method transmitted by this school in a traditional text, one chapter of which deals with the tranquil spirit. Here is an excerpt from it. There is no enemy. The mind has no form, but sometimes it can have form. That is the same as in Zazen. Sometimes our mind can be apprehended, but sometimes it cannot. When the mind's activity fills the cosmos, which is the space between sky and earth, and when we know how to seize the opportunity that presents itself, then we can turn every shift to profit, avoid mishaps, and attack the whole infinity of things in one thing. No comment, not an easy text to understand, but those who have a serious experience of judo can understand this attitude. The Genjo-kon, another traditional text from which Kodo Sawaki often quoted, says, "When a man moves away from the shore in a boat, he imagines that the shore is moving, but if he lowers his gaze to the craft itself, he realizes that it is the boat that is moving." If we look attentively, intimately within our boat, we can understand that it is the boat that is changing place. And so we shed the illusions of the senses. When we consider all the phenomena of all existences through the eyes of our illusions and errors, we may erroneously imagine that our original nature is contingent and mobile, whereas in reality it is autonomous and immobile. If we become intimate with our true mind and return to our original nature, then we understand that all phenomena, all existences are inside our own minds, and that this is true of every being. The original nature of existence cannot be apprehended by our senses, our impressions. When we apprehend with our senses, the objective matter we apprehend is not real, not true substance. It is imagination. When we think we understand that the substance of our mind is such or so, we are in error. Each being is different. Forms and colors are the same, but every person sees them differently. Through his illusions, physiological and psychological, all the problems of our everyday lives will find solutions in time, in 20 years or 30 years, and when we enter our coffins, they will all be solved in any event. Time is the best solution to problems of money or love. When you enter your coffin, nobody will love you anymore unless it may be with a spiritual love. Life's problems are different for each of us, and each of us needs a different way of solving them. Therefore, each of us has to create his own method. If you imitate, you'll be wrong. You have to create for yourself. And with that, we'll be right back. And we are back. So that's a small snippet about directing the mind. And that a lot of things can be illusions, depending on our perspective of how we are viewing things from our own view. And I find it quite interesting the comment that we all have to solve our problems the way we can solve them, that to solve things the way others are solving them would be wrong. There are so many different perspectives. And this is one reason why, of course, in any martial art practice, there is that thing where you come in and you're bowing into the space, into the school or onto the mat space for training, that you leave everything behind, that you sort of go through the threshold and you're working on your mind, and that you should only be focused on one particular thing, which is the training itself, not clouding it with so many other things. And that is especially in Aikido, where there's self-competition, because we don't have tournaments, but that's a special, powerful way to know where you're at by how closely you can control your own mind. You know, you are the master, but if you don't have control, then you are not the master of yourself. And then coming to practice, you're always polishing yourself off and always moving in that direction of higher level. And discernment, that just because you see something, but you are training yourself to see the reality every single time, that you're not relying on someone just giving you the information, but for example, you're on the mat and you see the teacher demonstrating, but to get the full breadth of it, that you are repeating the motion and sort of ingesting it in your motion to almost to sort of figure out the truth of that movement that was just being shown to you, because your personal truth may interpret it a different way, especially if you're talking about right side, left side. You know, if we have a dominant side and if you're not ambidextrous, then there's a tendency to move to one side or try to fit it in one direction. And, you know, from rolling to sword cuts to ski strikes, and how you work with a partner, you can feel the distinction. Or even when life changes happen, you know, your body changes, or you're coming back from recovery and then you find you're imbalanced, and then perception changes once again. And that's what's the wonder of the journey of practice and of continuation of asking yourself questions and being patient with oneself to actually see the difference from day to day. So with that, my dear friends, this concludes this issue of Aikido Talks. And I look forward to continuing more with this wonderful book, The Zen Way to the Martial Arts, by Tyson Deshimara. And as always, I encourage everyone to buy the book and include in your home library, or go to your local library, and if they don't have it, tell them to buy it so that you can borrow it for free from your library, and support your local libraries. And we are jumping around in this book. We're not reading it from cover to cover. I'm just sort of going around to key parts of it. And if you do have it, by all means, read along with me and leave a comment if you can. Share and subscribe to the channel. Make comments, give some feedback on what you'd like to hear, or if you're liking what you hear already. And without further ado, have a great day or evening wherever you are in the world. Until next time.